Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Nice to have you along. This Phoenix, or are they the Arizona Coyotes or Phoenix Coyotes?
They've been both the Phoenix and the Arizona Coyotes.
So what are they now?
Well,
they're
Arizona, formerly Arizona.
Yeah, they're formerly.
Because you got to include the rest of the state. They're upset that they're not included.
If you haven't followed hockey, I don't know how to quite describe this. I've never seen a situation this bad with a team and an arena. Like, you think the A's situation is bad, but at least the A's had a place that they played. Yes, it was full of sewage. But at least
possums
and stray cats. The Coyotes got locked out of their building at one point. They got locked out.
So is this the worst franchise in sports or just the worst arena situation in sports?
Well, they're not good.
Or stadium.
And they've been bad. But when you don't have a home and you've threatened to move multiple times and it's changed hands, it has been a gall darn mess in Arizona and Phoenix for 25 years. In fact, it was maybe 15 to 18 years ago, something along those lines, that they were damn near ready to move to Portland. This has just been an ongoing struggle. I mean, it's been two decades and they haven't been able to figure this out. And it's got so bad where they play in it's like 4,500 seat. It's an on-campus arena for the club hockey team of Arizona State. It's less than 5,000 people. That's where they're playing games. And eventually the NHL just said, we can't. We can't have this.
Well, this is such a weird... The whole story is fascinating to me because of how they're structuring the deal.
Yeah.
And how it came out of nowhere, at least in the eyes of most of the general public. Salt Lake getting an NHL team... That is the fastest a city has ever acquired a sports franchise on the surface I have ever seen.
So they were in touch. The Millers that own it.
I thought his name was Smith.
Smith Entertainment.
Excuse me. Ryan Smith.
Ryan Smith.
Was thinking the old Jazz owner was the Miller. It was the car dealership. Now, that was when I was in Utah. No. So they own the Jazz. And they approached the NHL about an expansion hockey team. And so they were talking to the NHL, just like I'm sure a lot of people were, about, hey, if you guys expand, we would like to be one of those teams. And he basically said that they thought this was going to be something that was years and years and years down the road. And the NHL came to him and was like, are you at all interested in Arizona? Because we need, and they were like, yep, let's go. So this wasn't even on their plate, it sounds like. It sounds like this was merely them, kind of like what we're doing with Major League Baseball. We're trying to get an expansion team. Imagine Major League Baseball out of nowhere just coming to you and be like, hey, we have to move the Tampa Bay Rays and we got to move them now. Do you want it? And they're like, yep, let's go.
So this guy, Ryan Smith, the Jazz owner,
yes,
who already has the arena where they can play,
yeah,
he's been buttering up Gary Bettman for years.
Yes.
But the reason they get the team now is that he conceded his own expansion franchise for this.
Yes.
That was the key.
Yes.
So he said, I don't care what team it is, we'll take them.
I'd rather have a crappy team now than build my own from scratch.
Because...
and get it later.
I don't really... it, like, if you're a fan of hockey in Salt Lake, mm-hmm. if they have those...
Yes, yeah, they have a nice history there.
This is not the ideal way to get a franchise. Like, you would rather have your own expansion team. But... if Ryan Smith says, hey, this is the way we're going to get one, and it's going to be next year, okay, let's go. And they're going to name it. And this is the other thing that's weird about it, is they're going to rename the Salt Lake team. Actually, it's not that weird, because I read an article today talking about all the hockey teams that have moved, and only one really kept their name.
The Calgary Flames kept their name. They moved from Atlanta.
Well, the Stars.
The Stars
were the North Stars.
Yeah, they kind of kept their name.
So they
but like the Nordiques... are now the
Avalanche. The Whalers are now the Hurricanes.
And the Devils, I didn't know that the New Jersey Devils used to be the Colorado Rockies. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
There's been quite a move. And so
So Salt Lake is gonna call their team whatever they want.
Yeah. So as part of the deal, the guy that is selling the Coyotes, he doesn't want to sell.
Well, okay, but hold on. Yeah. So this is the whole thing about this deal. Is that the NHL is actually being really smart about this, because they're saying, hey, listen, this is unsustainable.
Yes.
What you have going on here. However, we don't want to kick you out as an owner.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to get your S together in Phoenix and get an arena built.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, while you work on that, because this guy is still working on that,
mm-hmm.
we're going to technically sell your team. You're going to get $1 billion. The Arizona Coyotes are going to sell for $1.3 billion,
yep.
which is insane. But he gets $1 billion. He loses his team, but he does get the option in 5 years, if he can get an arena,
they'll give him a team.
They're going to give him the Coyotes back.
Yes.
And the Salt Lake team is going to be whatever the Salt Lake, whatever those people call their own team. So the Coyotes are actually staying in,
kind of.
It's kind of like the Sonics thing.
Yes.
Like the Sonics, they're still in Seattle, assuming they get an NBA team.
So
eventually.
The name, the logos, the history, everything stays in Phoenix.
So it's the Browns moving to Baltimore.
Yes.
All over again. And it's I'm surprised this is not a bigger story and there wasn't more scuttle about this, but it just kind of came out of nowhere.
It's the
low-key strangest relocation of all time, just because of how quickly it jumped on the radar.
Yeah.
And now today, the NHL voted it forward, and it is going to happen. This is a done deal.
Yes, it is a done deal. And so everything stays behind. Name, so when they come back, all of the history, all of the logos, and that's the same thing, like you mentioned, if the NBA goes back to Seattle, it will be the Sonics. Even though that team is in Oklahoma City, the history, the logos, everything will be back in Seattle. They'll just start that anew. And so Salt Lake is essentially an expansion franchise. There is no history. There are no record books. It is starting from scratch, but it's not scratch. And the owner, the Ryan Smith guy and his wife said that they will take their time. It is going to be called Utah, not Salt Lake. They want it to be a statewide thing.
Got to include the whole state.
Got to include the whole state.
Like the Oregon Blazers.
And they said that they may not be able to come up with a name in time for next year. They said they do not want to rush this. So next year it may just be the Utah hockey team. And then the season after that, then they'll launch a whole brand. They said they're taking their time. They want to make sure that they do this right. And he'd rather wait a year and then, you know, do it correctly. But if you just look into the history, I mean, in Arizona, there has been... like I said, there's been bankruptcies, the team being sold. There has been, I mean, drag out, knockdown fights with city and state officials. Like I said, there was a lockout of the building. Can you imagine? Remember when the Blazers didn't own? They lost Moda Center to the who ran that? It was a Global Spectrum, whatever.
Well. Yeah, the guys from Philly.
Yeah, imagine the Blazers being like, "Well, we want to play here," and that entity being like, no, we're going to lock the doors. They're like, well, no, we don't have a place to play. And they're like, not our problem. We're locking the doors. You owe us money. They couldn't come to an agreement on that. I mean, it's been a disaster of galactic proportions. And finally, the NHL just threw up their hands.
Yeah, and I get why they did.
Yeah.
It really does make sense. But, you know, the key
And it's not coming back, by the way. This dude
to Arizona?
This dude couldn't get a building built for forever. Well, and in the next 5 years, he's going to get one built now?
I think they probably know that, the NHL.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's a no-lose situation for them, because if he actually does get an arena,
yeah,
they're like, all right, we'll bring him back. And, it basically puts the ball in his court. That's another thing that's really good about this from the league, is that it makes the owner step up and get it done. Yeah. And if he doesn't, yes, he gets $1 billion, but his team is gone.
Yeah, and I think maybe the hope is with this from the owner's perspective is, one, I get it. He bought it for $300 million, and now he's selling it for $1.3 million, and some of that is getting broken off as like an expansion fee. I think they're cutting between $200 and $300 million, and it's getting spread out to the owners.
Yeah, he gets $1 billion.
Yeah, he gets $1 billion, and then the rest is getting split amongst the other teams, because they're basically telling the guy from Utah, well, this is your expansion team, and we want an expansion fee. So that's they're kind of massaging everything to kind of get it moved along, because no NHL owner wants a team to be sold out from under the owner that doesn't want to sell. So this kind of sues all parties.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah. But, and maybe the people of Arizona and Phoenix will be like, crap, we lost our team. If we want it back, maybe this provides some pressure to actually get a building.
That's built. What I mean. Yeah. It's in their court now.
Yeah.
And that's great. So, okay. The one thing when we come back that made this happen is this Ryan Smith guy. And
I wish we had him.
Paul Allen. I mean, Paul Allen could have been Ryan Smith.
Paul Allen could have been Ryan Smith multiple times, and he was never a big hockey guy.
And we'll name the Salt Lake team.
Ooh.
There's really only one.
Clearly. The Storm and Mormons?
No.
I think there might be soaking going on.
Yes. All the yeses. The Utah Soakers.
Yeah.
Well, my.
Wouldn't that be something? What's the logo look like?
Oh, I think you know what the logo looks like.
Is it a hole in a sheet?
Oh, wow. It is 421 on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The home of Dirt and Spray.
I'm Dirt.
We did the thing for years where we tried to entice ourselves into the idea that CJ and Dame can win at the highest level, and we didn't pick a path. We never got aggressive. Like, that's what I'm most tired of as a fan. It's not just the rebuild. It's not the tanking. It's not just trading Dame. It's 10 years of wear and tear on my fandom. And if you want to get me back, like, go all in. Truly tell me that this is the route we're going to go.
Dirt and Spray. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on 1080 The Fan.
Now, here's a quick look at Portland traffic.
Got a crash on northbound 5 on the Markham Bridge. At least one lane is blocked off. Traffic is stop and go from solidly back before Terwilliger. Past the crash, it stays slow and go all the way to Highway 14. I'm Claire Beverly with traffic.
Hey, it's Sue here for Crunch Fitness. Now through April 30th, only 35 cents to enroll, and your first month is free, celebrating the 35th anniversary. Membership starting as low as $9.99 a month. Stop by your local Crunch Fitness in Aloha, Beaverton Division Center, or Vancouver Plaza and sign up now at crunch.com.
Held over due to popular demand. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This is a great opportunity to save thousands on hundreds of in-stock spas. Portland Expo Center. Huge factory incentives and factory rebates on the spas you've always wanted. Don't miss this opportunity. Free professional delivery. Take possession tomorrow, next week, next month, or next season. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Portland Expo Center. Shop over a dozen models of swim spas from 11 feet to over 19 feet. Swim spas offer low-impact exercise, active family fun, unsurpassed relaxation, and installation in one day. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Find the spa you've always wanted. Free admission. You can't afford to miss this. This is a great opportunity to save thousands on hundreds of in-stock spas. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Portland Expo Center. Visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
What's better than booming bass in your car? Saving up to $290 on an Alpine or JL Audio subwoofer bass package. Starting at $389. Our innovative technology can radically improve your vehicle's sound without touching your dash. Looking for a new receiver? For a limited time, get free installation on select Apple CarPlay and Android Auto receivers from $229. Get the drive you deserve in-store or at cartoys.com.
Toys, a better way to go.
In this moment, Ice Nine Kills, Kiss of Death Part 2, with special guests Avatar and TX2. Saturday, August 31st, Alaska Airlines Theater of the Clouds. Tickets on sale Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. In this moment, Ice Nine Kills, produced by Live Nation.
My 13-year-old acts like a puppy again. Almost overnight, she's a different dog.
Perfect poops.
When people switch their dog's food to the farmer's dog, the effects can seem like magic. But there's no magic involved. It's simply real meat and vegetables with all the nutrients dogs need instead of highly processed pellets. No tricks, just smarter, healthier pet food delivered in packs portioned for your dog. It's amazing what real food can do. Get 50% off your first order at thefarmersdog.com/nomagic.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
So suddenly Salt Lake is getting hockey next year. Now, a couple of the ideas that they were floating around for franchise name. You mentioned Yeti?
Yeah, they threw it out there like on a poll, and you know, a bunch of ones were coming in, and Yeti won some informal poll, and then the company that the Smiths own, you know, they registered, you know, you can look up trademarks, and the Utah Yeti was a website that was bought, but that's not, that's like the same thing with like the Washington Commanders. They bought like 12 websites. So if there's a name that they even think remotely could be it, they're going to buy the website domain.
Well, one was Golden Eagles. apparently they were a pro team that played there from 69 to 94.
Yeah.
That's kind of stupid, though.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Yeah. The Golden Eagles, there's the Salt Lake Grizzlies play in the ECHL that have been there for a while, and some people think that they would try to buy it from them.
They've got a double or triple A team, the Salt Lake Bees.
Yep. Well, it's the Beehive State, and so a lot of people think that the Buzz or the Stingers.
Or the Swarm.
The Swarm.
Or the Hive.
Like, yeah, something like that.
That's stupid too.
Well, the BYU logo is a beehive, and I think it's like on the state seal as well. They love the bees.
The Blizzard, I read.
That's so stupid.
The Utah Blizzard.
Yeah.
Because everybody's white there. Is that why?
Hey, there's some Polynesians down there. I hope it doesn't end up with something like Blizzard with seven Z's in it. You know,
well, you have to think old Mr. Smith is not.
Well, they'll just shorten it to the Blizz.
The Blizz.
The Blizz. He's no Dan Snyder. You know, he'll do it right.
I hope so.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But
well, I do appreciate the fact that he said, I would rather be the Utah Hockey Club for a year and get this right than have to rush something stupid like see the Commanders run it out there. No, you got one chance to get this right. And, you know, I think he'll take it seriously. In fact, the last handful of teams, I think, in hockey and just in general, I think in sports, I think people are wising up that you get a good brand going with good merch and it's done right. Like the Kraken hit it out of the park. It's a good look. It's a good color scheme. It's a cool, unique mascot, unique to the area.
The logo's good. The alternate logo's good.
And people love it, man. They've snapped that thing up.
I got to tell you, I didn't like that at first. But now I do.
Yeah, they've done a really nice job.
I didn't actually love the idea of the Kraken being the mascot, but everything they did with branding, I think, looks awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan Smith, the owner, and his wifey, that could have been Paul Allen.
Yes.
Because Ryan, so the lesson here, yet another lesson in this, as we talk about MLB to Portland, and at one time NHL to Portland, but you have to really butter these leagues up. Like, you have to have good relationships with the powers that be. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like Ryan Smith got really close with Gary Bettman.
Yep.
In the years leading up to this, he knew it would be a long road to try to convince him, and he started years ago, and it worked.
Yep.
And Paul Allen, you know, Portland could have had the Coyotes, but Paul Allen wasn't like Ryan Smith. He didn't butter up Gary Bettman, didn't really care for hockey, and that's why they never came here.
Yeah, years ago, the NHL actually bought the Phoenix Coyotes. At the time, it was Phoenix. I don't know if you, like, this is how bad that franchise is. The NHL had to take it over, and, like, they ran operations. It was owned by the league. I mean, it's
wasn't that like the Pelicans, weren't they?
Yeah, I think the Pelicans may have had to do that, too, where they were like, look, they couldn't pay their bills, and so the NHL took it over. And you know, it's read into the history if you want to see just what a truly bad franchise is. But yes, during that time and the time before that, because there's been multiple times where that team was available for somebody, Paul Allen, and by the way, I guess Paul Allen was damn near convinced to do it. And I remember the great Ian Furness telling me that, because he's connected in the hockey world, that they were telling people in the Phoenix organization to start looking at places in Portland, that deal was closer than people realized. But Paul was never a hockey guy, and he wasn't really interested in buying the team, and he didn't want to have another, because if you get a hockey team, and this will be a problem in Salt Lake, you have to make modifications to your arena to make sure it can accommodate both. And then you have to do the scheduling thing because they play at the same time.
Yeah.
So, and Paul didn't want to.
But it can be done.
It can be done. Yeah. I think like 9 teams do it. But Paul didn't want to screw around. He thought that it was intrusive with the Blazers. And
in other words, somebody from the Blazers convinced him that it wasn't good for the Blazers.
Yes.
But it would have been great for him.
Bert Cole.
Oh, Bert didn't like it?
None of those people were hockey people. So,
well, he's not really a basketball guy either.
Well, he's got his
old
ear.
Bert.
Well, but Paul doesn't need convincing, or didn't need convincing on basketball.
Yeah, he didn't really want it. No. So it's just, there's a lesson there. Like, you got to actively want it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, think about it. Salt Lake is going to go, in theory, from the Jazz forever, right? They've had the Jazz for long ass time. And in the span of maybe 5 years, they will have gone from a one sport team to they're getting hockey for certain. And let's be honest, does anyone think that they're not going to get baseball?
I feel like they will.
Yeah. They're going to pull a
no brainer.
They're going to pull a Vegas.
You know what's going to happen? I firmly believe this in my heart. Well, I don't really have a heart, but if I did, I would believe it in it. I think the White Sox are going to move.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I hope so. Come to Portland.
Well.
Hey, you think we're a mess. Have you seen like where the White Sox play? Have you seen that area of Chicago?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, get on over
here. They need a new. I just feel like, you know, you get the whole Reinsdorf thing. I just feel, and you already got another team there. Yeah. I feel like down the road, the White Sox are going to move.
The only problem is hockey teams move. Baseball teams
not
don't
often.
As much.
No, definitely not often. But again, it's just a, you know, but then you've got Nashville sitting out there.
Yeah.
So I just, you, point being, the whole point is you really got to be proactive and go get it. Yeah. You have to go get it. And that's what this MLB to Portland group is trying to do. They're trying to go get the damn thing.
The problem that I have with it is,
but
the,
you have to have synergy with your local government. You have to have synergy with it. Just
and does, that's what Salt Lake has,
and that's why Portland continues to fall behind. Yeah. And that's why, if we're being fair here, we've been advocates the whole time. That's why it's just not going to happen in Portland. It's just not, and that's why people on our text line and people that you're out and about talking to are like, dude, you guys are crazy if you think that's going to happen here. And I get why they say that. But you can't, you got to try, right? You have to do everything you can, and you never know. Maybe the timing, everything falls into place, or you get a new mayor or new elected officials that get on your side and something. You know, it's not out of the realm of possibility, but based on just the idea that you have to really want it, you have to really go get it, and you have to have support civically, financially, in the government, there's no way Portland's getting anything.
No. You know what's a little maddening too is Ryan Smith and his wife, I think they bought the Jazz in like maybe 2019, 2020. So not that long ago. If he's he's from Eugene, by the way, FYI, Eugene native. If he would have bought the Blazers, just, you know, the Blazers sell when Paul dies. When did Paul die? Is it around that time? Right around there, right? 2019, 2020?
Stand by.
He passed in 2018.
Okay, so right around that timeline. If the Smiths buy the Blazers, we have hockey. You really, like that? Seriously. Is he would have been the owner here, and he would have been cozying up to the NHL, and we would have the NHL right now.
Would he
if we had a different owner?
He's a BYU guy, though.
I'm just saying,
would he want to move now you got this whole thing of, if he got an NBA team, would he want to take it like Clay Bennett, take it over to his brethren in Salt Lake, and we'd be the Salt Lake Blazers, we wouldn't have anything.
And the beauty part about hockey, again, my last thing about how hockey can be so chaotic, if I have this correctly, you'll love this, the Winnipeg Jets became the Phoenix Coyotes. The Phoenix Coyotes then got sold to the NHL, and a group from Winnipeg bought them and wanted to move them to Winnipeg, but then the NHL said no. They actually bought the team from Atlanta, which the original team from Atlanta is, yes, the original team from Atlanta is now in Calgary. So the Winnipeg team bought the team from, instead of buying the team from Arizona, bought the team in Atlanta, moved them to Winnipeg, then bought the naming rights, the Winnipeg Jets, from the Phoenix team, which, remember, was originally the Winnipeg Jets. And so now the Winnipeg Jets are in Winnipeg again, but as a different team, but with the same name.
You lost me.
That's how that can't
be right.
That is right.
Those scientists better check their hypotenuses, dude.
Yes. There was an original team in Atlanta. It moved to Calgary. The original team in Winnipeg moved to Phoenix. The people from Winnipeg wanted to move Phoenix to Winnipeg, but the NHL said, no, move the team from Atlanta. That they got a new one there after their original team moved to Calgary. They bought the name Winnipeg from Phoenix, moved the team from Atlanta back up to Winnipeg.
I'll take your word for it. And they should call them the Utah Soakers. This is his chance.
My point is, anything
I think
is possible.
There might be soaking going on.
So why not? Why not the Utah Soakers?
All right. In the news is next. We have a big news story out of Beaverton. Mm-hmm. Guess what's coming? Mm-hmm. Not Major League Baseball, but
damn it.
It would be near Major League Baseball, right?
The next best thing.
Well, the NFL's coming to Tulleton.
Here is Ryan Buckley, the famous Ryan Buckley with SportsCenter.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back to our shizzo. That's what the kids say. That's what the kids call it.
Are they really? They call it radical, too?
I'm down with the kids. Rad.
It's not radical, it's rad.
Yeah. Sorry. Come on, dude, get with the times.
Rad racing, baby.
It is April 18, 2024. It is time now for In the News. I am your Notre Newsman, and I'm back in the saddle here. Please be seated. Thank you, America. It is nice to be back. Really, really, really nice. It's also really nice to come back on a Thursday.
Yeah, you get the, I'm surprised you. I thought you just come back for the Friday and then tip the cap.
Because it feels like a Monday, yeah. But yet tomorrow is
short,
Friday.
Short week, baby.
I've come hard on a Friday.
Yes, you have.
It is National Lineman Appreciation Day. Now, I know what you're thinking.
Not O-line.
No.
Like the Wichita lineman.
Correct.
Great song, by the way.
Like lineman.
Yeah.
Like real linemen.
People that are up there doing the work.
Power lines or rail lines?
Power lines.
Power lines.
Okay. Linemen.
Hence the Wichita lineman.
Had those guys over at my place the other day. You know, the weirdest thing happened at my place.
You had a line go down?
Well, no. There was a tree removal. Mm-hmm. And the tree removal guys, they don't mess with lines, right?
Yeah.
So they just cut the tree limb on either side, but leave chunks of wood on the lines because this was an old tree
and it had grown.
It had grown over the line.
That's crazy that trees do that.
Right. Yeah. So there was these weird chunks of tree
just hanging on the
hanging in the front of our house on the power line.
Yeah.
Well, the line bros, the National Lineman Appreciation. This has been years,
yeah.
And these guys come along the other day and they were like, "We're going to clean this up for
think
you."
About every time we get one of the power storms and stuff goes down, you need those damn guys out there doing yeoman's
work.
So
today, and not tomorrow, not yesterday, not certainly not Monday. Today.
Yesterday you can kiss my ass.
Today.
Tomorrow you can go to hell. But today, linemen.
Today. We celebrate you.
We celebrate you.
You deserve your own day.
Yes.
It is also National Animal Crackers Day. Do you remember animal crackers?
God, I haven't had an animal cracker in years.
I know, those are so gross.
Yeah, they're not good.
But just started giving my toddler some animal crackers. He likes them.
Well, of course he likes them. He's a toddler.
Exactly.
He likes anything.
They're
well, no, that's not true.
They come toddlers in a little fun circus box thing. But
what doesn't he like?
He doesn't like sandwiches. Like, he doesn't like stuff between bread.
My guess is probably because you're feeding him bastard cold cuts,
no,
Buck. Why don't
no,
you heat that son of a gun
what,
up
okay.
and see
we're
what
not,
happens?
We're, this is not a referendum on cold sandwiches.
Probably doesn't like dogs either, but that's because you got a labradoodle.
No, he loves posing.
Why don't you get yourself a proper dog and a real sandwich, and maybe your kid might get some real taste.
There's nothing wrong with my dog or my sandwich preferences.
Your kid seems to think otherwise.
Yeah. He likes the dog.
Hey, did you see this text about Ryan Smith being on Pat McAfee's show?
Yeah, that someone was saying, and I did not see this, but they were saying that McAfee kept bringing up soaking, and that Smith did not
with
like
Ryan
it.
Smith there?
Yeah. I think there might be soaking going
and
on.
And he asked them to stop.
Yeah.
Hey.
By all accounts, he's actually a pretty cool guy.
Hey. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
Guys, move on. I could see McAfee bringing up soaking, by the way.
Well, guys, it's official.
It is.
The city of Beaverton, home to the world-famous Dusty Hara.
Yes.
At least I think.
Yeah, I think he's a Beaverton guy.
Or is he in Hillsboro?
I think he's in Beaverton.
My dog and my cold sandwich preferences also reside in Beaverton.
Yeah, home to the world-famous Ryan Buckley, the indelible Ryan Buckley, who makes more money than Caitlin Clark.
If you're going to suck, suck the right way.
What do you mean?
Well, that was just
what
a,
does that mean?
That was me. That was just a drop.
Oh, I didn't even know that was dry. I can't see you.
you thought I just said that off the cuff?
Like, why did you say that?
No, that got clipped of me a couple days ago.
A land use application to open an In-N-Out Burger in Beaverton was approved.
Another overrated burger coming to a city near you.
On Tuesday. It's official. Highway 10. It will be next door to Chick-fil-A.
Oh,
on Southwest Beaverton Hillsdale Highway in 107th.
Let me just, so that area is going to be screwed.
Big time.
Why would I ever go to In-N-Out Burger when it's right next to a Chick-fil-A? I'll take Chick-fil-A 10 times
out of
10.
Well, one does chicken, one does beef.
Well, do you really think that Beaverton could get any busier?
Probably not.
And it's all, I mean, that location's already by a Target as well, so you're just going to jam the whole area.
We were talking about this the other day. I don't do a lot of fast food, but when I do, I have a maximum 4-car in the drive-thru line. Otherwise,
four. That's too many.
And I'll keep driving.
I don't like four.
If I see four.
And what if they have a double drive-thru like McDonald's?
No, it's still four. Because I don't care about the double drive-thru. You can only serve one person at a time. 4 cars. If I'm number 5 and I'm hungry, I'll be willing. But I see that 5th car, I'll keep driving. I don't care. I will. And so anytime you drive by an In-N-Out or a Chick-fil-A or like sometimes Wendy's has this. I have a Taco Bell by my house. Anytime after 11:30, there's 1,000 people there. I refuse to sit in line and wait for In-N-Out.
You know what's better than In-N-Out besides everything?
Yeah.
Burgerville.
Yeah, can I also say with Burgerville, I don't care. It's
Burgerville's better than In-N-Out, though.
I agree, but at the same time,
I don't think so.
Burgerville is like $17 for a hamburger.
That's the issue with Burgerville. Burgerville's way too expensive.
Yeah, it's a little more expensive
as a restaurant burger. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with the quality. The quality's good, but you're not paying fast food prices. And fast food prices aren't great anymore.
Now, what is In-N-Out's burger cost again?
Way cheap. Well, I mean, I don't know what's going to be up here, but it's way cheaper than Burgerville.
More of along the lines of a cheapo.
Single digits for sure. Yeah.
I just feel like the whole Burgerville thing. Like, I'm from here. I grew up here. And I've had Burgerville plenty of times, and there's nothing wrong with Burgerville, but I do not understand this weird, fierce loyalty to In-N-Out if you're from California or Burgerville. Let me state for the record, having grown up here and lived here for damn near 40 years, Five Guys is better than either one of them.
I was just going to say, the best smash burger is Five Guys, and I think they're from Arizona.
And Shake Shack's better than either one of them, and I don't care that it's not local.
Also in Beaverton, Shake Shack.
It's a better burger.
2 years ago, an application to build an In-N-Out burger in this same location was denied.
Probably because of the traffic situation.
Land use. Yeah, I don't know what all goes into that. But it says the approval to move ahead with the project was issued by an independent hearing officer. Additionally, a special use permit, development review, and property line adjustment were also approved.
Got to have that property line.
It's all the red tape that goes in with putting up your hamburger, your overrated hamburger joint.
Oh, and dude, that thing, again, next to a Chick-fil-A, that thing is going to be one giant foobar of a situation.
But it already is, man.
Yeah, and it's about to get worse.
It's busy out there. So,
I will say this to Burgerville, as this person is correct on the Vancouver 4 text line, the seasonal shake at Burgerville, we're talking.
Yeah, when I think of Burgerville, and I'm not a native Oregonian, but when I think of Burgerville, I think of the shakes
and the
sweet potato fries.
Oh, see, I go onion ring. They do the big fat-ass Walla Walla onion ring that's like the size of a dinner plate. I'll go there and get one giant onion ring and a seasonal shamrock shake, and that'll be fine.
All right, coming up next... What news am I going to disseminate to you? Are you ready for a rate hike on another one of your utilities?
Not me.
You're not. What do you mean, not you? Well, not You're me. Not ready, or
well,
you?
It's not going to be my rate hike.
How do you know that?
Because I know where I live.
No, you don't. I don't think you do. Yeah. All right. One utility, jacking rates.
Yeah.
Next on The Fan. Yeah, P1 Scott says, yeah, years from now, we will be crawling along Beaverton Hillsdale Highway to get to Highway 217 to crawl along to get to Red Tail Stadium for the baseball game. So why not spend an extra 45 minutes waiting to get a trendy, mediocre burger? He's not wrong.
Yeah, valid point.
He's not wrong.
We can go to Killer Burger, which is about the same price.
But then we're out of fast food because they don't do drive-thru.
LaMike.
Yeah, people don't like that about Five Guys don't have a drive-thru.
Okay. But if what you're going for is a good burger, Five Guys and Killer Burger, both great choices.
You can order ahead and then walk your ass out of the car for 8 seconds.
Probably even be faster than the drive-thru.
Can I order on the app?
Yes, you can.
Order on the app. Dave Single, Dave Single, get it for a buck. it is in the news, April 18, 2024. I have one more story for you. A very sad story.
Uh-oh.
Northwest Natural is proposing a rate increase.
Yeah, not a little one either.
That, if approved, would mean residential customers would see an 18.8% increase on their gas bill.
That's a nice little hike. Are they trying to encourage people not to use gas?
I do think that's part of it.
I don't have a gas. Well, aren't they?
Didn't
the
we fight about this with the gas stoves?
You weren't supposed to have a. You're not allowed to have. You're not allowed to have a gas powered leaf blower. You're not supposed to have a gas powered stove.
Well, now, but they would.
I don't
mean,
have gas.
But Northwest Natural wouldn't want to. Like, yeah, I mean, they want you to use it.
Just jack it up the price. Did they give a reason why?
They want more monies.
18%? Like, when I hear rate hike, that's usually like, I feel like that's like a 3%er. 18 seems a bit much.
Yeah, so what they're saying, by the way, for the average single family home, that would mean around $14.38 more every month.
Not cool, man.
But I think what they're saying is, hey, if you want us to, like, you know, bro, upgrade our stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, get with the times, man.
What is getting with the, like, what, well, like, what benefit do I get? Do I get, what, do I get different gas?
They're saying seismic upgrades help them modernize their systems and address capacity constraints and keep up with the inflation. If you want that, they need to hike their rates.
Something tells me that they have the money to upgrade that. They just don't want to dip into their profits. Therefore, they're like, hey, why don't you pay for it?
So they're saying that would generate just under $155 million in additional rev.
Which I'm sure all of that will go right back into the system, and none of that will go into anyone's pocket.
Remember, there's a commission and a task force that oversees all of
this. Got to have a commission.
And the Oregon's Public Utility Commission will need to approve this. Now, they heard public testimony on this just last night, and they said people fell mostly into two camps, including developers who support the rate increase and an expansion of natural gas access. The other group voiced opposition of any increase in natural gas support because of environmental concerns.
Oh. No one's concerned about people just paying more for everything?
No.
Who wants to...
Everything's expensive.
I love that everyone's concerned about something other than the people having to pay 18% more for their gas bill.
Wendy Woods, who is an environmental advocate, said the use of gas to cook and heat homes is bad for public health.
Yeah, whatever.
And we are subject to sizable earthquakes. And those are likely to rupture pipelines, causing explosions.
I'll tell you something. If the big one hits, I think the least of our problems is going to be a gas line that breaks.
Meanwhile, Bill, who is a builder and developer, shared his support of the rate increase.
Developers.
And he said, I'm a huge advocate for the freedom to choose the energy source that's available to us.
I don't know, man. I don't have gas, so...
If you want to go all electric, do it. But why limit the majority of our customers' options to select a dual fuel?
People love gas stoves, though.
You know,
people try by those things.
Well, we talked about this. There was a whole thing, a bill to ban gas stoves by a certain year. Moms went nuts. The Karens aren't having it.
No. The one saving grace I have is, you know, the BTJ is adamant that she wants a gas stove, and I'm like, we don't have gas. I don't know what to tell you. We don't have the option for a gas line.
Yeah, we don't have a gas line coming to our house either. You have to be electric.
Oh, believe me. She's like, what does it cost to get one? I'm like, you can look into that and you can pay for it. That's not happening. Plus, I get to hit her with the environmental thing. You're like, oh, I thought you were trying to save the planet. Well, therefore, we shouldn't be using gas.
That's your in the news for April 18, 2024. We've got the Hot 5 at 5 is next. We've got a couple of bits of news out of Eugene. Mm-hmm. Eugene, Oregon. That's where the ducks are.
Mm-hmm.
And the spring transfer portal, the cycle has officially begun.
Yes.
So we'll get to all that coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.